Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. It's Upgrader Month right now. You can upgrade to a new or a previously owned vehicle. You'll be entered in to win the two VIP load sheets to a playoff game. First time in 11 years. All that at Lakewood Chev. And they got a barbecue special this Friday and Saturday. We had this gentleman on last year. We'll do it again this year. Coming up, it's the now some of our listeners, it's a big deal. It's a big competitive league, the 50-plus mixed slow-pitch league. President John Saba joins us. John, first of all, do you wear jocks in the slow pitch to ensure that you're not taking one in the junk?
Jason, that's probably relegated to people your age. Although, are you mature enough to play in our 50-plus?
No, John, I got a long ways to go before I'm there yet.
I could tell that by all the jump in your voice, but maybe you're good enough to play in a 45-plus division.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I wouldn't even qualify in that division either yet. So,
well, then you could play in our 40 mixed average age tournament in the third week in July.
Oh, that I might be. I'm just over the 40, so I could play in that one.
Well, you could give a couple of years to somebody else. Actually, kind of interesting on that tournament, Jason, a few years ago, there was a three-generation family that won that tournament.
Oh, really? Nice.
And last year they were back, and I think they got to the semifinals with a four-generation. So, yeah, you would be a plus to that team if you wanted to put a team in.
Yeah, well, my slow pitch days, I used to love slow pitch, just haven't played in a long time. Now, your league, guys have over 350 members in Edmonton, 50-plus league for both. It's mixed, of course, for both male and females. How often do you play? When's league start?
It'll start the first week in May. We play two games a week. The 45-plus division, which is basically a team division, And so far, no women have had a strong enough stick to make that team. But we know there are women that can. I actually had a few on my open mixed team this year that could, as you say, go yard. But they're like you. They're not mature enough yet. But, that's two games a week, doubleheaders in Cuthbertson. There is a day league as well, Jason, on Wednesday mornings that people can get into.
Oh, really? On what time do you play at Wednesdays?
I think Wednesday's day league is around 10 o'clock. Maybe it's 11 o'clock. Our website would say what time
what
it is.
Diamond, yeah. What diamond do you play at? Is it all around the city or is it the same?
We have a tremendous volunteer group, and we're centered always at Airway Park at 113th Street and 113th Avenue. Fantastic diamonds. Fantastic clubhouse.
Oh, do you guys have beer gardens in the clubhouse?
Huh. We extended our patio and our social area last year, covered, just a whole new dimension to socializing. You know, Big Rock sneaks in there after the games. It's awesome.
Now, when you started, how much growth have you seen in your league since you started it?
It started off with a couple of teams way back in 1986.
Okay.
And now we're up to, I'm going to do a quick, around 28 teams. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
We have four really high-quality diamonds, basically volunteer-run, and fantastic organization. The socializing is phenomenal. I'm sorry I couldn't sing you a song as an intro this year, but one of our professional singers, Rick Garvin, who's written our theme song, he moved to Vancouver Island last year, and he misses us so much that he and his family are coming back to play ball at Edmonton Senior Slow Pitch.
Okay, well, you guys have a theme song?
We do. Yeah, it's not on our new website yet. It was on our old website. We have a new website, which kind of reminds me that for current and for new members, you need to register fully. You need to register as an athlete, put in your name and your email and password, and then you do your registration as a second step.
So, and what's your website?
ESSPA, ESSPA.ca, which stands for Edmonton Senior Slow Pitch Association.
Now, well, who's the oldest member of the league?
It might be Carl Hansen, who's probably 84. I'm going to say.
Awesome, loving it.
And Jason, you should see this guy's skill level, man. You know, the foot speed and reactions are slower, but you look at him, and I'm looking right now at a copy of Kinsella Shoeless Joe, which is the Field of Dreams thing. And I look at when you see Carl Hansen, you have like Field of Dream visions. It's so smooth. He's like effortless.
I love it. 84 years young and still slugging it out twice a week in the senior slow pitch league.
He might even be older than that, but yeah, there's a lot of guys that are just really good old ball players. Wes Covington, Pat Covington's husband, he passed away a few years ago, but he was actually the MVP in a 1957 World Series.
And he played in your league?
He made his appearances. We have guys that are in the 45-plus division, younger guys, there'd be, you know, 45 to 55 or even a little older, that can actually play in any open men's division. They still have huge muscle twitch. they scurry, boy.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't wait for you to be mature enough to join us, Jason.
Yeah, well, it's a long time away, but hey, you know what? You never know. Always looking for something different. What nights of the week do you guys play in the summer?
Monday through Thursday, basically. There's the odd Friday on. There's a long Monday weekend, and sometimes we'll play on a Friday. But tons of tournaments, Jason. Anybody who wants to play in tournaments is almost unlimited. And we do host 5 tournaments, one of them being the Klondike, which is a mixed 40 average age.
Well, John, I appreciate it. Once again, it's esspa.com. That's the website.
You can go
.ca. .ca, esspa.ca, and you can sign up and register there and for some fun socializing. And the league registration is open on the 31st, or does it end on March 31st?
That's the deadline. And as a matter of fact, the 25th, 25 and 31, people can show up at Central Lines and register in person. You can also, of course, do it online. For new members, Jason, it'd be nice to be registered because there's an evaluation on the Sunday at 12:45 at Millennium Place, and that's where we look at new members to see how to best place them. And also, it's an opportunity for existing members to audition for a higher level of play.
John, I appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Jason, thanks very much. Have a great day.